Here's your Kennedy Malloy catch-up for anything you've missed. You don't want to miss the unbelievable deal of the year from Bosch. Grab a Bosch Heavy Duty Pro Core 18-volt two-piece brushless kit for $299 at selected retailers now. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Saddle up, people. It is Friday afternoon. We are, just a couple of hours away from oblivion.
From the weekend.
As we go Coco Bananas into a weekend that's going to be chock-a-block with the good stuff. This show first, though, Jane, I'm very proud of. Clown of the Week is coming at you, throwing combinations today.
Well, I'm proud of that as well.
I'll give you a couple of highlights.
Yeah, go ahead.
Spice Girls.
Well,
they made it.
Anyone else? Highlight?
Well, the Logies.
Roger Federer.
Okay, that's
always
enough.
Good. That enough for you? Enough. Okay, we are going to talk Cricket World Cup.
Yeah.
I've got a good feeling about Australia.
Oh, God.
Gus Wallen's going to have a chat with us because he's got to be the number one fan
in the
country. We love
Gus. He's on our sister station. He's on Triple M Sydney.
I'm going to try and see if he's got some dirt on anyone for
us. Yeah, I've got to say.
What?
Can't get the vibe at the moment.
You can't get the vibe for the World Cup?
I'm still sulking.
No, don't. You've got to get out of that. Come on. No. I saw Steve Smith didn't
even. I think they've done it. I think they've ruined it for me.
No, they haven't. Come on, chin up, Bucko.
Australian cricket.
It's all right. Don't get upset because today's a happy day for us.
All right. Little Nass, I want to play you something he did for the kids. It's going to be great. We've got
your
the weekend
favorite.
Review. Now, get on to our very special guest.
All right, our very special guest. Everyone's going, my household,
everyone's
by the way.
Everyone's very
gone
excited around the station.
Nick Offerman.
Yes.
Now, if you're a fan of Parks and Rec, of course you know him from that, but a million other films. He's coming out here he's doing a stand-up show. He's super funny.
Chance to see him live in the flesh.
Chance to see him live. He's a really, not only a really funny guy, really interesting guy. I've got a subject matter to talk to him. I'm not going to talk about yet, but people may or may not know about another amazing skill and career, the path that he has gone down.
Taxidermy.
Close. Not far from it.
But you know how I've got cookbooks out. I think we have dual careers.
Do you behave yourself, Dave? You're a bit of a fanboy.
I've got a Ron Swanson t-shirt.
You are going to be very excited.
I should have brought it in.
Don't touch him.
Don't look him in the eye.
Can I touch his beard? He's got a beard not far from
yours. Don't talk to him unless he addresses you first.
Correct. Okay, anyway, that's what I've heard.
All right. We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. So much more to get through. Now, let's start at the top.
All right, let's.
Firstly, Jane, I'm going to get you in 1 second.
All right, yes.
1 second. Just before, I want to know, well done on your Jimmy Barnes.
Oh, thank you, mate.
Yes, you had a Jimmy Barnes special day at midday.
Went national, went around the grid.
Yeah, it was very good.
Was it?
I listened to it. I was folding the ironing.
Jane, you're saying
the feedback's great.
Feedback's been fantastic.
Very good.
Yeah.
Have you got one clip for us? a typical question.
Something that I'd
something really searching.
All right,
something
quite
deep. Oh, great.
Deep.
Something deep.
Okay.
Now, Dangerous Dave sits down one on one with Jimmy.
Here it is. It's the day that the record is released, my criminal record, and it is by the one and only Jimmy Barnes who joins us today. How you going, Jim?
Good, buddy. How you doing?
What's it like?
Well, that's an album.
Yeah, that's it.
We'll get
that
back to
it. Feels
a bit
pretty
later.
Pumping, pretty rocking.
I was excited.
We will.
And
Barnsley
was
later.
Lovely to you as well. I don't know why.
I fell asleep about 3 minutes.
That's the high watermark right there.
I switched over to smooth FM.
Did you?
Yeah, I did.
I don't know if you
Very
know,
well Barnes,
Barnsley's got a record out. Do you
hey,
know?
Yeah,
have seen him around.
Now, what about you? This is the big news of the day. You were kind of late today.
Yes, I was.
But we knew
I asked
you would
permission.
Be because you were waiting at the bus stop.
I was first
for
your
there. Boys to return.
I was first there with another mum, Sam. We were there 40 minutes early for the bus.
Right.
Just in case it came early. And
it
so we could get a good park. Well, it was bloody late, wasn't it? And we got the text from the school saying the bus will be at least 15 minutes late, and I thought, have I got time to go around the corner and get a cup of hot chocolate?
Yeah.
Or if I did that, will I lose my car park? Will it come early? Then will the hot chocolate be hot enough when they get here? I've got the dog in the car. She's whining. She wants to go for a whiz. I'm not leaving the car. Anyway, finally the bus came.
Bus pulls up. Doors open.
So one comes out first.
Yeah.
And that's all cool. Looked a bit
windswept. Did he?
Yes. A little tired. I said, how are you? And he goes, I think I nearly died twice.
like he'd been in a plane that crashed in the Peru
quite.
Or something.
I think he was all right. Then the next one came. Last off the bus.
Last off the bus.
Yes, but came off. How are you? I think I nearly died twice. They've both had very close calls, apparently. Abseiling. They say it was very cold.
What do you mean, abseiling?
Well, they're abseiling and it was terrible, hard conditions. What? Cold, sleet, snow.
Jeez.
I don't think
they
that
get
was
a lot of sleep, are they?
No, they're very tired. And I'm suggesting they might need a shower. Or three.
A bit woofy.
Little. But that's what happened. I did pack plenty of underwear and
well, how was why were they showering in? What were
they
latrines or something or outdoors?
They had cabins.
Stop trying to make out like they were camping.
No, listen. Half the trip was in a cabin.
I heard they had a mint on the pillow.
They did not.
There was a butler.
Half the trip was camping in a cabin, staying in cabin. Half the trip was in a tent outside in the elements overnight. I feel sorry for the teachers, so I just want to say thank you very much to all the teachers who had to suffer through that. That's tough.
Those teachers have got it easy.
They don't have it easy. Like you try and be Mr. T taking all the kids.
Sorry, those teachers from that school have it easy. Have they been in a Thai cave? With 18 kids in the dark for 8 days. No, they haven't.
No, they haven't been drugged when they came out.
They've been sitting up there lolling about in the cabins.
I don't know if there's much lolling. Anyway, they're very happy. They're warm and cozy. I had all their warm clothes laid out.
I say that now, but they've probably changed forever. Probably that's it.
Don't tell me they're traumatised.
Do you know what? They'll probably come back a little wolf creaky. You know what I mean?
It's a terrible thing to say.
Something bad happened on camp.
No.
And it won't play out for a while.
Oh, no.
They'll keep it hidden.
Look.
Next thing you know, you'll find dead rabbits in
the
front
garden.
Because that's how serial killers start. They start killing small things like birds.
Do you want to make me cry on a Friday? I've already had little tears when they were coming off the bus.
And they work their way up.
I'm so happy. Just see the little photo I gave you.
You go into this room and there'll be feathers all over.
Stop with your Wolf Creek. They're not going to turn into John Jarrett.
I think I know which one it is.
All right. Well, let's get things underway. Thanks to Bosch, the heavy-duty Procore 18-volt two-piece brushless kit. Just $299.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
There are many contenders.
Hey, I'm the leader, brother.
Please explain.
I'll let you finish.
Oh, good for you.
But it can't always be this guy.
You are fake news.
Who will be?
He was a famous clown.
Clown of the week.
Oh, Ross Chockers.
It is. And we start with some women this time round.
All right. You want to lead off?
Yes, I think we might have to clown the Spice Girls.
Yes.
Their long-awaited reunion tour, minus Posh, has hit the ground, not running.
You didn't have to do a lot. You just had to.
You just have. You've got the hits.
Put the backing tape on.
And you should employ the right sound people, I'm suggesting as well, to put your show on, because for their first show in Dublin, this is what it sounded like.
Wow.
Now, it almost sounds like Sabotage from the sound people to...
Well, it didn't get any better. They did another one
in Cardiff,
and that was just as bad. So, oh, here we go.
So to drown their sorrows...
was the horn theirs or ours?
Yeah,
the horn made it sound better. To drown their sorrows, I think they had big after parties, especially Mel B.
Oh.
She went and got pretty...
It's not like Mel.
Yeah, I think. But that's not their fault, and that's why I feel
Well,
for
is
them.
It or isn't it?
Well, why is it their fault? All they have to do is sing and wear great costumes. They have about five costumes.
Roger Federer. Oh.
Yes.
Bang. Roger Federer for wearing what I am calling a diarrhea brown Uniqlo shirt.
Feels appropriate.
To the Masters. Mm. To the on-two-car surface of Paris.
Yeah.
And, you know, second only to like an appalling... I don't know, cat suit. I don't think I've ever seen anything quite as horrendous.
Again, have you checked the rules?
The rules state she can't wear it.
What does the rule say?
The rule says no cat suits.
Rubbish.
It does, Jane.
Rubbish with a capital R,
Jane.
My friend.
Oh, my God.
Let's hear what the commentators were saying
about... It's
not fancy
dress. You know, like
they might say the same to you in the check shirts you wear on the TV.
How dare you? What's that about?
Check
shirts. What's that lashing out?
I'm just saying, they might think that's fancy dress in their world.
I wouldn't have thought so.
Well,
I would have thought it was quite perfect.
Wow.
You know, a bit of himbo action, bit of
flannelette action.
Yeah.
A bit of, you know, makes
Real
me
man.
Feel a bit like Mellors from Lady Chatterley's Lover, just chopping some wood out the back.
Oh, my God. How do we get onto that? Thank you, Dave. Mm. Let's hear what they had to say, the
Axe
commentators.
In hand.
Had to
driving
say about
it,
Federer.
It in.
Shush. Let's hear what they had to say about
it. A little bit of sweat on the brow.
Not sweat.
He walked out onto Philippe Chatrier, first time in 4 years, dressed as sort of the most stylish turd in history. I mean, what is that?
brown and unflushable. Thing.
So, I mean, come on, but is there anyone out there that thinks a pale brown is a good look?
It takes a special clothes horse to make beige look bold.
Well, they've hopped into that.
Do you like those accents?
I don't mind it. Mm. Give them their own show.
Yeah.
I like that. Hey, can I do this one?
What?
Because I don't think you've heard this, Jane. No. I want to talk Paris Hilton. Mm. I want to clown Paris Hilton.
Why?
Well, for revealing this week that she has 800 wigs. Oh. Now, I just haven't heard Paris Hilton talk for a while. There's nothing that remarkable about what
I'm about. Have you got audio of her speaking?
I've got audio of her
speaking.
Oh, let
me hear it.
This is seriously.
I can't wait.
It's not a comedy character. It's Paris Hilton. Okay. Have a listen to her.
Wigs. I probably own like 800 wigs. I have every single color, every style. I used to wear them to Disneyland and other places. If I'm ever in a certain country or I want to just like go undercover, I'll just put on like a short black wig and just go undercover and be in disguise.
Whoa. See, wow. You couldn't even have sex with her, could you?
Well... Well,
no,
she's not
surely.
On my list. She's not on my list.
Surely so. That voice would put you off.
Whatever, forever.
Oh, that's pre.
She's got 800 wigs.
Yeah.
Upstairs or downstairs wigs?
800 wigs. I would seriously contemplate getting around in wigs.
Would you?
They're fun.
Tiny mock.
One day I go out with a Mozart wig.
I've thought about it.
And next week.
Dave, you can think about it. I love a good wig.
Yeah.
I'm a good blonde.
Can you pick them, though? Because I can pick them.
I don't think you can today.
Oh, a men's hairpiece, yeah.
Men's hairpiece? I'm talking about a woman.
Okay.
Pick them in the morning. Hey, so Paris Hilton, clown Paris Hilton. Where else do you want to go, Joan?
The Bachelorette fans in the US.
Yeah.
Now, there's been incredible tornadoes happening in the US. Is it in Ohio, from memory?
Mm.
And that's serious. People are dying. They've got to take cover. You've got to do special things. So they're having these flash warnings going on.
You need your priorities in order, Jane.
You do. Except for Bachelorette fans when you're watching the show and they give the warnings in between the show and they start complaining.
So they break into the programming.
They break in and they stop
to give you a serious weather alert.
That's right.
And anyway, the weatherman...
He was not happy and he wants to tell you all what he thinks of you idiots.
New tornado warning here that's headed towards central and southern Mercer County. I was just checking social media. We have viewers complaining already. Just go back to the show. No, we're not going back to the show, folks. This is a dangerous situation, okay? It's nice, right? Think about this was your neighborhood. I'm sick and tired of people complaining about this. Our job here is to keep people safe, and that is what we're going to do. Some of you complain that this is all about my ego. Stop, okay? Just stop right now. It's not. I'm done with you people. I really am. This is pathetic. Dangerous situation here. All right, I'm sorry I did that. It just really bothers me that we have people that don't care about other people's safety around here. That's just ridiculous.
Oh, thanks, Superman.
He has absolutely cracked it.
He has.
He's gone berserk.
People would rather...
I hope someone died.
Well...
Because then he can go, see?
Yeah.
I told you.
Well,
I hope it was a Bachelorette fan who didn't listen.
I hope it was a good episode.
Hey, 133353. Get
clowns,
involved.
People.
Nominate right now. Yeah. Give us a call. Come on.
A drive home that's a little unpredictable. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Clown of the week now, though. 133353 to get involved.
We have to clownnews.com.
Oh.
Mm. They did a survey during the week.
They caused a lot of trouble this week.
Amongst so many people, on many levels here, they were doing a survey of what's the best, most popular chip in Australia.
Sure.
But I didn't like their choice.
I don't know who they've surveyed.
I didn't like their number one. I didn't even like the contestants.
The number one's okay, but it's probably not number one.
All right.
But it's thereabouts.
I didn't like who was in it. Well, we had a bit of a discussion about it.
Yeah, we discussed cheese twisties.
Is a twisty a chip?
But the chicken, well, yes, Jane, for these purposes.
Okay.
The chicken twisty, snubbed altogether.
Nowhere to be seen.
Burger Ring 9.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a disgrace. Have we got... We did have a robust discussion.
Why is there kettle chips even on this list?
Take your jalapeno kettle chips and
actually, all right. Your twisty and your Burger Ring is not a chip.
Well, you're an idiot.
I'm not.
I like the casual way in which you say I'm an idiot, and I just happily take it on the chin. I'm quite happy to be told I'm an idiot.
You know, but you knew you were wading into something.
No, I didn't.
You knew you were slightly out of your depth when you said burger rings were not a chip.
Well, I'm...
And by the way,
what?
Big hello to anyone who put in a vote for tubes. Yeah, tubes or your chicken and bacon balls.
Yes, cheese, they were very high contenders.
Cheese and bacon balls.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, can I clown, please, Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Oh, why?
Well,
he was in the news the other week. He got hit in the back, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, but now his bark will be back.
His bark? What's going back.
On? He's released a motivational rap song.
Jeez.
That sounds like it's going to be very tedious.
Do you want to hear it?
Sure.
It's pretty good.
Hey, I'm Arnold Schwarzenegger. Listen carefully. Think deep down and ask yourself, who do you want to be? Not what, but who. If you believe, success will come to you. Work like hell, trust yourself, and all your dreams come true. Break some rules, not the law, don't be afraid to fail. You have to think outside the box, I say no pain, no gain. I don't wanna hear it can be done, give always something back. My name is Arnold Schwarzenegger, I'll be back.
Come on!
Sorry,
get involved.
I just dozed off for a minute.
That's
then.
A good song.
He needs to sing that an octave higher.
Yeah.
It's too low. It's boring.
That with perfection.
That is terrible.
That'll be bigger than Old Town Road.
That unmotivates me.
That will be huge. 133353, get involved. Kathy's on the line. Kathy, who do you want to clown?
I'd like to clown my granddaughter's dance teacher, Mick.
Okay. Any particular reason?
Yes. They're doing a routine at the moment. My granddaughter's 4 years old.
Yes.
And the song of choice is Barbie Girl.
Mm-hmm. A Barbie Girl. So I have a thing I remember Barbie Girl. That was by Aqua.
Mm. That's it. Yeah.
And what's your beef with Barbie Girl, Kathy?
Inappropriate lyrics.
Oh, is it?
Yes,
I've
actually.
I've got something you wanted to hear.
They're four-year-old girls. This is 4 year-old girls are dancing to this. Let's have a listen.
Okay.
Whoa! Who's that?
It's the boogeyman.
Rack off, Ken.
Oh.
Kathy, I think you have a point. What's the bit? The undressing bit? The undressing bit you've taken exception to?
Yes, and they're 3 to 5 year old girls.
And they're going like the clappers, tapping their hearts out.
And then some boogeyman comes in and says, come on, Barbie, let's go party.
Come on, Barbie, let's go party.
You're right, Kathy.
Anywhere. It's not really appropriate for the girls, mate.
Kathy, are the girls onto it, though? Or they wouldn't? They'd be oblivious to it, wouldn't they?
Well, I'm not really sure, but I think the parents are definitely onto it.
Well, record that one at the recital and that'll go down in family history.
Prize for Kathy, please, Dave.
Yeah, you've got, I tell you what, 6 month KO subscription, Kathy. So you get to watch the ICC Cricket World Cup, 50 sports streamed all the time on KO. Get amongst that, a subscription coming your way. Well done.
Thank you very much. My husband will love it.
Oh, good on you, Kath.
Will.
All right. And you send him down to dance class.
Yeah.
Fix those teachers
those
up.
Girls. Yeah, all right.
Hello, Matt.
G'day, Jane. Mickey, how are you going?
I'm good, Matt. What's
who do you want to clown, Matt?
I'm just going straight to the clown of the year, and I'm handing it straight to Jane for banging on about the kids up at their school camp.
Hey,
well,
wait,
thank you.
Listen.
Thank you,
well done, Matt.
Well done,
how
Matt.
How dare you, Matt?
Someone had to say it.
It's like they were queuing to summit Everest.
It was in their mind. They're only half the size of normal people climbing Everest anyway, and it was like Everest to them.
No, it's not like their plane crashed into a mountain in Peru and they had to eat someone after.
It's not Antarctica. I mean, they're an hour and a half up the road.
What are you doing?
Come on, Jane.
Listen, I will say your views may have been shared at home by another male that lives at the house who's a grown-up and Mick and everyone here.
But it's good to see there's some common sense somewhere.
There's half the house has common sense, man. I was told to harden up. But, you know, what can I do? They're my babies and I'm worried that I can't put them in little coats and give them hot chocolate up on the mountain.
No need for Sherpas at the private school camp, Maddie. Let me tell you.
Oh, Matt.
Give Maddie something.
Yeah, prize pack coming your way too, Matt.
On you, Maddie.
Appreciate that.
Craig, who do you want to clown, mate?
Oh, g'day, guys. How you going?
Good. Who do you want to clown?
Mate, the two biggest clowns ever to hit a tennis court. Kyrgios and Tomic, both of them self-entitled little brats. Why'd you call them a wangulers and have a little cry, you big skirts?
Craig, I'm with you 100%.
Right,
I saw Bernard Tomic interviewed the other night. Did you see how disrespectful and disgusting he was about that? Someone asked him and said, when you were growing up, you know, did you have any respect for any mentors? Did you have any mentors? And he goes, nah. Like that.
He's got $10 million.
What a dickhead. Both of them. Awful. See ya.
Good well on said, Craig. Craig. Yeah, done. Craig. Done. Bag them up. Yep. They won't be around in 5 years. They'll be done.
I hope they're not. Tennis Australia, do something about it now. Otherwise, let me clown Tennis Australia.
Just go.
Why haven't they not got rid of them? We don't want them. Get rid of them.
Idiots.
If you want to clown someone, 133353, you'll get on the socials as well, Twitter and Instagram, Facebook, Kennedy Malloy.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Out of the week here, though.
133353, get on the phones. Yeah. I'll clown Toadfish for cheating.
I just have to take a deep breath. Ryan Maloney, who will be listening, has been, rightfully so, nominated
he
after a very long time.
He hasn't cheated. From day dot.
Nick, you've got to stop this behaviour.
Scandal.
No. There was a bit of a word going around that for the Logies nomination to come out and... That English fans are being encouraged to vote by making up an Australian a name and address to vote for.
Because it says, Dave, you're not allowed to do it.
Oh, please.
So they get a phony address. Oh,
I'm thrilled that Ryan...
That's how you got that DJ of the year award.
Ryan plays Toadie.
Toadfish.
And he and Sonia had great heartbreak today. Yves Morey's up for a gold.
Because otherwise I don't think he would have got nominated if it hadn't
been. He's been doing a great job for 25 years on that show.
In fact, he was really annoyed with you and he called up. Let's have a listen.
Do you think he was a bit annoyed?
Yes.
I'd like to make a public statement at this stage, Ryan.
So are you saying that essentially I'm that crap that after 25 years I've got to resort to cheating?
Ryan, I think we know about Mick's record in the world of television
Call me back when you've been sacked by every network, Ryan.
He's been sacked by every network.
If you win, are you going to thank all your UK fans?
Oh.
I'll tell you what, I'll do an acting two-hander with Toadie. The two of us, like two balls.
You're not
paddock.
In the same league, friend.
I will wipe the floor with the Toadfish.
Oh my God, he'll be laughing.
I'll bring my A game.
He'll be wetting himself laughing.
I'll do something from.
Right, you wait till you see the scenes when Sonia died and they're sitting on the beach.
I'm gonna do something.
It was heartbreaking.
From a Cat in Hot Tin Roof, I think.
Right, okay.
That's what I'll do.
From
Stella.
For a start, it's called
Mickey.
Cat on a Hot Tin Roof, not a cat on a hot tin roof. It's not like a cat on the hot
it's
tin
a
roof.
Cat.
It's called Cat on a Hot Tin Roof.
You find it's a cat. It's a cat in the roof. You know what they do.
Oh my
I don't
God.
Like it.
I don't want to have this conversation with you. Why am I speaking to you?
You might be presenting the award to Toadie though when he wins it. You're going up for the Logies, aren't you? That might be the award.
I doubt we are going to present Best Actor Award.
It could be an Endeavor style punch on.
Please don't embarrass me.
Stay in
anymore.
Your lane, Toadie. If you see me at the Logies,
Ryan is full of
we
it.
Don't need
you
to.
Know it. You know it.
That's not. We don't want to get one of those showbiz feuds.
I want to say, what's going on with the Logies?
But
why
I'm
have they nominated
a
few people that other people don't really
why
do you
know
say
who they like
are?
A girl.
Ride like a girl. It's not Rides Like a Girl. That's a porn movie.
Oh my God!
Don't.
I'm in that too. And let's just say the horses are kind of embarrassed by that.
I've got no energy. I've got no energy left. I can't. I've got no words.
Let's just say.
All right, stop talking. Did you want to go to Justin?
No, we had something else, didn't we?
Okay.
Well, yeah, but you've just ruined it. Come on.
What was
I'm going to go to Justin now.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
All right, go to Justin.
Justin, who would you like to clown?
Who would I like to clown is that Jess off Married at First Sight.
Oh, crikey. She's still doing the rounds, is she?
She is. Justin, why would you like to clown her? Because I've got a reason to clown her myself.
Well, she stuffed up poor Mick the farmer, not Mick, the other Mick. And then she, poor Dan.
She was a bit of a bitch, wasn't she?
She's had a few boyfriends, but here's her latest caper. She just got a new tat, Justin. You ready?
Well, you don't believe everything you read in the papers, but I think it was in last Sunday's paper, I've heard in the caption that she was... Okay, there was a few AFL players, and then...
Justin, listen to me for a minute.
Justin.
You don't want to believe everything you read, but what...
Justin's suggesting Jess might be putting it about
right,
a
right, but what about everything
I
you
think
see?
This is... General complaint.
Jess has shown us a picture of a new tat. Guess where it is? It's on her lip, inside her lip, and guess what it says? Daddy. Yeah, okay, that's normal. Fine.
Daddy.
Yeah, and you don't want to mess around with her daddy.
Oh, really?
Uh-uh.
Okay.
No, you won't be very happy. In fact, I might stop talking about it.
Taking a weird turn.
Yeah.
Let's go quickly to Ashley. Ashley, who do you want to clown?
How you going, guys?
Yeah,
Six
good.
Fans. I want to clown Coles.
Coles, here we go.
What have they done?
This could go anywhere. What's your beef?
I work at the childcare centre as a chef, and I ordered 80 English muffins, and I have 80 kids, and they send one packet.
Well, I was going, I saw this.
Stupid Coles.
You'd ordered 80
Coles?
Muffins. Anyway.
So what happened to the kids? What did they eat?
I had to go to drive to Coles and get some.
And did you give them a piece of your mind?
No, that, I always give it to them when they come drop it off.
Ashley, if this was a real PC radio station, they would say, what are you doing ordering muffins? They're just sugar bombs. You know, it's basically ordering a cake for a child. Why don't you order some fruit for the children instead of muffins?
They get fruit and they get wholemeal muffins.
You can clown me, Dave.
Oh, yeah. He's out there on the frontline troops.
Yeah.
And you're
don't
here,
talk to me about bringing up
and
children.
And you're here in your cushy, warm studio.
Don't talk to me about muffins and children.
In your Armani poncho.
Gucci bag.
And you're sitting here having a go at a guy who's trying to feed 80 kids.
Yeah. Frontline.
Yes. I tell you what, if he had to feed the kids at camp, you'd change your tune. Oh, no, there's no muffins. Oh, where are the muffins?
Suddenly I've morphed into John Michael Housen.
Can we do, we do yeah. we have time
thanks,
for one
Ash.
More? Can we do one more? Like, can we clown Kennedy Malloy? Not us, the character. Kennedy Malloy.
It's bizarre,
from
wasn't it?
Chicago, what was it?
Chicago Justice.
Who's an actual character, died in the first scene, and sounds great. Have a listen.
The gun was traced back to Kennedy Malloy.
She was killed by her own gun.
Bethany Pearson, stand up. You were under arrest for the murder of Kennedy Malloy.
What?
Tell us about Kennedy Malloy.
I killed Kennedy. That's what you want me to say, right?
I found traces of blood. It was the victim, Kennedy Malloy's blood.
Whoa. There you go.
That just creeps me out, actually. I don't want to diss ourselves.
Hey, when we come back, Gus Warland is going to walk us through.
He's got to get you inspired again.
What do you mean?
Oh, don't say that. The World Cup of Cricket. World Cricket.
Cricket World Cup.
Do you know what?
I've lost my mojo. I just don't.
Well, Gus is going to help you get it back.
Australian cricket
I'll ask
is
him.
Just, right. I don't know.
All right. Well, Gus Warland, join us next.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Kennedy Malloy.
The Cricket World Cup in England has kicked off in dramatic fashion with the Poms beating South Africa. Despite Quinton de Kock surviving this anomaly.
There it is. Has he been bowled? I heard a noise. The bails have not been removed. And it does hit the stump.
A bit of luck for South Africa.
And then Ben Stokes really took the piss in a moment that has to be seen to be believed.
Oh, no way. No way. You cannot do that, Ben Stokes. That is one of the greatest catches of all time.
The Aussies take on Afghanistan tomorrow, and to talk us through it is cricketing tragic and friend of the show, Gus Warland.
Oh, Gussie, how are you, buddy?
Very well, guys. How are you?
Really good,
good.
I've got a fellow here, Mick Malloy. He's a bit down and he's a bit dejected about the entire future of world cricket.
No, that's not sensible at all. I've just lost my interest in the Australian cricket team.
Oh, how, so I can't, how do we get him back on board, Gus?
I can't do it, mate. I can't bang it on. And I just go, I flip around and I look at it.
He's
I go,
not joking.
I've given up. Mate, hey, by the way, I followed the team. I followed the Australian cricket team around the Caribbean on a World Cup. I went from island to island to island. So I love that.
He's passionate.
I love the Australian cricket team and I love the World Cup. But I'm really seriously finding it hard, given everything that's transpired, to get in the gym jams, get in front of the telly and support this team.
Give us your best pitch.
What am I missing, mate? What am I missing?
Well, Mick, the team still talk about that Caribbean tour of yours with great affection. And that's what you have to... I mean, for me, I understand that there's so much cricket going on and people go, oh, it's another game of cricket, it's a footy season, why do we have to get involved? England are the favourites, why are we going to get excited? Well, let's get excited because Smithy and Warner are back. That's probably
But this is my problem. My thing is, I just... It's not about this. I wouldn't ordinarily be set up for this. I just... I don't know. It's just kind of the air's gone out.
Well, you're so disappointed. I can tell.
I know.
I want to give him a big cuddle for me, please, Janie.
I will do that.
I'm excited, mate, because it's 48 games. And 48 games. We're going to be winning that World
Cup. All right, how are we going?
England.
When do we go over the trenches? What's happening?
So we're going over the trenches tomorrow night against Afghanistan, which would normally be sort of, it's Afghanistan, but... Through 2020 cricket, a couple of really good Afghanistani cricketers have come out of the woodwork.
That's true.
we look like we're going to obviously go through pretty well. It's a big, big, long tour. It goes until the end of July. There's 10 teams in it. You play 9 games. The top 4 at the end go through to the semi-finals. We haven't had this format since 1992 when Pakistan won it at the MCG. So there's a lot of cricket. So hopefully you might just get yourself geared up over the next 6 weeks or so as the Aussies start to play well. And what's better than England being favourites in their hometown?
Exactly.
Poaching massively when it comes to the crunch and the pressure. And the Australians, hopefully, with Steve Smith getting 100 at Lords and just the full redemption will be in play.
I felt a little twinge there.
Hang on,
there.
I
felt a little twinge.
Something went funny in the down below hey, then.
One of my favourite World Cup moments, mate, was when I was in Afghanistan and I was performing at a base called Kaga, which was full of Australian troops and English troops. And we were performing on the back of a truck at midnight in a snow in a snowstorm, and it was my great honour to inform the English that they'd just been knocked out of the World Cup by Bangladesh.
Oh,
and the Australians roared, the English booed, and then what transpired was about 6 hours of the most fiercest indoor ashes on a base anywhere. I love it. And I'll tell you what, the other thing I loved there in Afghanistan was actually seeing kids playing cricket. Yeah. Everywhere you went, and when you went in the any vehicle from base to base, you'd pass every park, every crowd, there were kids playing cricket. And
that's awesome.
There's hope for this lot.
There's no doubt that cricket is huge, especially for kids as well, because 2020, which I know also is not your, you can eye roll if all you like, Mickey, but I love your 2020 as well. But I'm looking at the Australian team, and with Finchie at the helm, despite Prince William having a bit of a dig at having a go and saying, How long have you been playing now? You're a bit long in the tooth. I love that stuff. I love a bit of sledging even from Prince Harry. With Warner and Smith back, of course, Mitchell Starc, Nathan Lyon, it is a good lineup, yes?
Oh, absolutely. We've won 5. We're good. I mean, England's
reasonable form coming in.
Usman Gawad, I mean, look, come on. I feel excited about Australia's chances.
Well, I always feel confident going into anything when it really matters. Australia tends to step up really well. We're just on a big winning streak. We just beat India in India, which are some of the best teams we've ever had have never done. Finchie's got a young team. He's got Smith and Warner coming back. Why not on these little postage stamp pitches? And the pitches are like roads. It's going to be a massive amount of runs. I can see us doing a really good job, and I can just see you getting your excitement back, Mickey, over the next month or so.
Who's your smoky? If you're having a punt at long odds, who do you think's a chance, a dark horse?
Well, the Pakistan team, you just never know.
Pakistan, on their day, can do anything.
If they back themselves or not at the sports bet, there's a good chance, but sometimes they bet against themselves.
Hey, Gus, we love listening to you in the morning on Triple M Sydney Breakfast Show with Moon Man in the Morning with Lawrence, Jess and Chris Page.
Tell him to calm the farm a bit, Moon Man.
Well, you know what Moon Man's like. It's like sitting next to you, Mick. You wouldn't have a clue what's about to come out of your mouth. No, where the hell were you planned out
a bit of a time bomb. Good on you, Gussie. We'll check in with you.
Can we check in with you from time to time, mate?
Anytime, guys. Love to hear from you.
See ya.
Cheers, mate.
See ya. Bye.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Not far away from the great Nick Offerman in studio in here, Kennedy Malloy.
You'll be joining us after the news. Mm. You behave yourself. You're a bit of a fanboy. I want you on your best behaviour.
I have a bromance with Nick. I can't wait.
Do you know where you're going? Have you got to...
What do you mean?
Well, you're going to keep it on the rails.
I know exactly where I'm going with Nick Offerman.
What an exciting day it is for us. And we're going to talk about his live shows. He's in town. He's added extra shows. We'll get to the bottom of that all around the country. And
it's all great.
That coming up soon. Very exciting. I'm going to play some Little Nas at a school. It's the funniest stuff.
I can't
wait
to
see
this.
Kids just love this stuff. We'll have the week in review. And I suppose...
What's up? You've been flat.
Go home tonight. And,
what's wrong?
Well, I've watched episode 8 of Game of Thrones.
Oh, my God. No,
so,
this is the last week, all right? Can we stop it now?
No, so if anyone's just tuning in, I'm up to episode 8
of season one.
So spoiler alert, don't let me know what's going on.
Right.
I don't want to...
You constitute one of the most annoying human beings in the world.
The Lannisters have detained Ned and Sansa.
Oh, man.
Really?
I'm worried about that. Joffrey, he's not a good guy. I'm starting to... I'm a pretty good judge of character, but is Joffrey...
A bit worried about him?
I don't know.
No, don't worry.
Something in his
manner. He's a good guy. Mm. Just remember that.
And Khaleesi's getting a bit uppity.
Khaleesi?
Yeah, things are starting to turn. So, look, it's all good.
This is what you did last night after you finished Front Bar. You came home, yeah, you watched more.
But if anyone, please, if you see me, don't tell me what happens in episode 9.
Okay.
Of season 1.
No,
is that the final episode of season 1?
I wouldn't have thought so. it's 10 episodes.
10 episodes.
Hey, maybe I'll binge on the weekend.
Or just prepare yourself for the end of episode 10.
Oh, yeah, the finale.
Oh, I told you. Okay. Spoiler alert. All right.
Nick Offerman next.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Molloy.
You got that right, big fella. We are 1 hour away from going cocoa bananas. See you at the bar, gents. Hey, before we get there, we've got the week in review, Jane. It promises to be massive.
One of my favourite parts of the week, of course, where I'm really good and you're not so good.
All right. There's no need for that.
Well, there could be.
Okay.
We're also going to listen to Lil Nas. You've got a wonderful clip to play.
Wonderful audio of him turning up at a school and the kids go bonkers.
I can't wait to hear that. And an update on Julian Assange.
All right, we'll take your calls, we'll take your tweets, but let's start at the top with this bloke.
Nick Offerman's character Ron Swanson on Parks and Recreation is perhaps the most relatable of the bunch. Well, at least to a few of us in this studio.
Don't be such a baby. I cooked you some bacon for a trail snack.
I ate it already.
What?
I could smell it in your purse before I even parked my car. And now it's gone, and I hate everything.
We've also loved Nick in Fargo, the Lego movies, and of course his appearances on Will and Grace with his wife, Megan Mullally.
I would like to spend time with you.
So not my type.
He's here for a national stand-up tour described as an evening of deliberative talking and light dance. Would you please all rise for Nick Offerman?
Wow. Nick, hello, Nick.
Welcome.
Thank you.
A bit of excitement here at the studio, may I say, at the radio station.
They're
very
pretty,
much so.
They're pretty jaded bunch here generally. They see if stars coming out.
You've got to be a
out.
Big star to get them off their chairs and in front of their computer screens. And
you've caused a bit of a scene.
So. Wow. I would recommend they read more books.
That's it. Aim higher. Come on.
They're a generation that I don't think that's come into it, reading books. Do you read books still?
I do. I love to read books, and I'm going to fix all of that with this touring show.
Yeah.
But by the time I get through, everything's going to be okay.
Really?
I would love you to do a talking book. How good would that be if you were in a
Could
car
be very long.
Around? That would.
I do. I have a bunch of books available on audiobook.
Well, there we go. I will
and
get them.
I sound this excited.
All right.
Rife with adventure.
One of the more recent books that you've written, was with your wife. Well, I presume both of you wrote it unless I've been completely hoodwinked. But it's about being in love and how to keep the spark in a marriage, 18 years of marriage to your beautiful wife, Megan Mullally.
That's right. I withstood it. I was reluctant for a long time. She kept saying, let's do a book together.
I can imagine you'd be reluctant to do something like that.
I said, well, what is the book? And she said, it's a book about our love story. And finally, this is marriage tip number one. The third time she asks, you say, okay, honey, let's do a book about our love story.
This is a good tip. Mick is single gentleman.
Is it a how-to or is it what?
There's some how-to, There's a whole chapter on lubrication.
Wow.
You know, in many instances, the body creates its own lubrication.
Facts you may not be aware of.
How do you keep the spark alive? Is there something? Yeah. Is there a trick to it? Don't tell me it's a lot of hard work. I don't want to hear
He's
that.
He's not up for that.
I mean, any relationship involves work. It's not necessarily hard work, but even if you have a roommate, you know, there are compromises that have to be made.
Right.
But for us, it began with our sense of humor. We met doing a play, and we thought each other was wickedly funny, and we became confederates. And that's where we dwell, you know. We go through our lives, we work and we play, and we laugh and we love.
And you're good friends. I mean, that's how you like each other. And you're one of those, I say, annoying couples who walk around and do you walk hand in hand?
We do hold hands,
Wow. See, that's aspirational for me.
Because Jane's not happy at home. Jane's struggling. Hit the wall. We've got five kids. And it's just,
it's a struggle. What can I say?
You know what? Start playing jokes on each other.
That's what we'll do. That's what we'll try. We want to actually. I want to quickly move now and go on to Parks and Recreation and your friend Amy Poehler. When you work with people you know and like, that's an amazing combination, isn't it?
It really is, especially if the work is good, like on Parks and Recreation. If you get drafted to a successful sports team, if you happen to have a couple of your mates, so much the better. Because when you win, you actually feel like it's your people, you know, sharing the victory. And so working with Amy on that, I met her in the early 90s. Yes. And so I've always felt kind of like a sibling. An annoying big
annoying
brother. Her.
Yeah. But this is true. We find we talk to a lot of well-known comics who are acting as well, who do radio. And Mick and I have known each other for probably nearly 30 years.
Wow. Feels a bit longer.
since you were 8 or 9?
Yeah, yes, thank you.
Correct answer.
Correct.
Oh, this guy's good.
But you can't just...
Chapter 7.
Noted. You can't just create magic with that. You know, you just can't put two people in a room or you hope that it happens on
manufacture chemistry.
Yeah.
Mm. You need to know it.
No, it's true.
How did you guys all meet? Was it through these comedy troupes and Second Cities or just performing live together? How do you all kind of... You said you met your wife in the same way.
Theater.
How do you all...
Well, I mean, it is a greater community of showbiz people, you know, show folk. But when I met Amy in Chicago, there's, you know, a sort of well-known comedy factory where a lot of people then graduate to Saturday Night Live.
Okay.
And they go on to careers in comedy. Your Will Ferrells, Tina Fey.
Yep.
But then there's also a great tradition of straight theater. The most well-known theater there is called Steppenwolf. So I was a straight theater guy. I was a Shakespeare, Sam Shepard, just doing plays. Yeah. And so I met Amy at a house party. My friend lived with her
friend.
Well,
this sounds good.
And they had a very tall bong at their house. And we were all 23 years old.
Yeah.
And so we met, and actually we never saw each other's work. I knew she'd made up stuff in a bar, and I knew that I performed works of literature on a stage. And so only years later do you come to realize you're all sort of heading to the same thing. Megan, on the other hand, she went to Northwestern University in Chicago. So she came through some of the same theater channels I did, and eventually that led us to each other.
Which is a beautiful story.
By the way, All Rise Tour around Australia, livenation.com.au, but we're talking this Sunday in Adelaide at the Theberton Theatre. Perth at the Crown Theatre on next Wednesday.
Bang.
Then a couple of shows in Melbourne, one sold out already, but an added show for the 7th of June at the Palais Theatre, which is amazing in Melbourne.
You will love the Palais.
Canberra, West Point Casino, Hobart, Sydney and Brisbane as well, livenation.com.au.
Working too hard.
Well,
you can get any time off. Or do you get off the grid? What happens?
The hoofer's got to dance.
Now, do you say that ironically, or is it a euphemism for something? Or tell us about your when people go to see the show, what can they expect to see from you, Nick?
Well, you know, I call myself a humorist because I don't think I'm as funny as a comedian. And I also
we might object to that.
Well, that's your prerogative. My pace and timbre often can fool people into thinking I'm being humorous when I'm just speaking slowly. I'm a bit of an illusionist as well.
I've got you.
I do songs on the guitar, and that's my favorite thing to do. They're really a lot of fun.
Your instrument of choice?
Yeah.
You'd be a mouth organ guy. You kind of got that feel.
It might throw that in. You never know.
I aspire to the harmonica.
Mick's got a cowbell there. He's cowbell on the cowbell.
You always need more of that.
So. That's right. It's always underdone. Yeah.
But I do songs that, you know, I'm just finishing a song that's an advertisement for a fragrance called Manchester. And it's... It's a tongue-in-cheek, the commercial. It's a spray that you can spray on your children when they come out as gay to make them straight again.
So it's completely PC.
As an admonishment to people that are that dumb.
Well, that should sell well in some parts of America.
It should, yeah. That's the funny thing. I get that with Parks and Rec as well. Yeah. Some people don't understand that it's funny.
Yeah, okay.
They're like, finally, our spokesperson.
Dave wants to ask you, Chris. Dave's a big fan. Well, he's trying to hold it all together.
No, my family were into woodworking. So my father and grandfather, they were both carpenters, and my great-grandfather immigrated from England to here, and he brought all his these tools with him as well, which I've kept, but I've not sort of got into the woodworking trade myself, but I've got all these amazing antique tools, and I can't get rid of them, Nick.
You're an IKEA guy.
I'm more of an Allen key sort of operator.
Well, you'd be astonished how easy it is. The thing you got to learn how to do is just sharpen them.
Oh yeah.
If you sharpen your tools and you have to be careful because then they become very dangerous.
Yeah, sure.
But once you do that, wood suddenly becomes like carving soap.
Mm.
And so you can, when you think about, you know, woodworking, it can be daunting. If you think about building a boat, say,
which you do. I mean, it is daunting to most people, and you have an amazing workshop that is not just a little man shed. It's a whole huge bloody workshop with heaps of wood and amazing tools.
You've got too much spare time on your hands. What's going on?
I know. It's the problem. It's a champagne problem. all of these really fun things people want to pay me to do.
Well, sure, because you're a craftsman. Now, I just have a little clip I wanted to play just to let people know how serious you are and what an expert. I love people who are expert in things.
Sure.
And this is a clip from a show you did with Amy Poehler, actually. It was like a crafts show. It was a...
Yeah, it's called Making It.
It's
a crafting competition show.
It's a crafting competition show. It's fair dinkum. It's a real deal. And this is... Amy has got a whole lot of blocks of wood. She's blindfolded you. And you have to sniff it.
That's right.
And say, identify the wood. Let's just have a listen.
Oh, boy. Eastern black walnut.
Whoa. Ding, 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 ding.
Eastern black walnut is my favorite of the cabinet woods. They're woods that are hard enough to build cabinetry and furniture out of. They can take a beating, but walnut has a beautiful brown color.
All right, Nick. Here's your next wood, sir.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. It's definitely a cedar.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah, Western Red Cedar, that's your go-to wood for a boat hull. It's incredibly lightweight, but it has a really high tensile strength, which means it floats well, but it's hard to break when you push on it.
See what I mean? I love this stuff. Where did you learn your skills? Was it through your family?
Yeah, I mean, I grew up in a farming family, and my dad was a school teacher, my mom was a nurse, so it was like Little House on the Prairie in the 70s and 80s.
Yeah.
So everybody learned to sew and cook and garden and, you know, be a carpenter and a mechanic. And so, you know, different members of the family took to different aspects, and I really took to the carpentry. And then when I started theater school, I was terrible. I couldn't get cast, but people would hire me and give me small roles because then they would have me build the set. And I milked that horse for years.
And you also give gifts to, like, Stephen Colbert or to Tonight Show hosts.
I saw that.
You give coasters, made a coffee table even.
Yeah, it's a great way to become a kiss ass. So.
If you could only carve from one style of wood for the rest of your life, what would you do? What would you...
Oh, God. I don't know. I'd probably stick with... I have a batch of ukuleles I'm finishing right now, and
that was bound to happen.
Yeah. It's either end up with boats, grandfather clocks, or musical instruments. And I think I would stay in the instruments because the world of luthery, guitars, violins, you know, mandolins.
Stuff with a hole in it and strings.
Yeah, I could keep doing that until my hands give up.
We could talk to you for absolutely hours about also, not only, we haven't even touched on the films and your amazing voice, the timbre in your voice itself. We understand why you're such a in-demand performer, actor, comic.
You need to calm down a bit.
Yeah.
I think.
Take a
it's
rest.
It's fair to say. Take a chill pill.
It's coming.
It's coming. Thanks for swinging by. We really appreciate it.
We do.
It. And
thank you.
We're huge fans, and we look forward to seeing your shows. Give us the dates again.
You bet.
Please.
So this Sunday in Adelaide for our Adelaide listeners at the Theberton Theatre. Then next Wednesday, the Crown Theatre in Perth. A couple of shows in Melbourne next week. That's Friday and Saturday at the Palais. You've got the Canberra Theatre Wednesday next Thursday at the 12th and 13th of June. Then the following week as well in Hobart, Sydney, and Brisbane. But yeah, livenation.com.au has all the information on Nick Offerman's All Rise Tour.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for coming in, Nick.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
I can breathe now.
How good was Nick? It's so great to have great people come in, really.
A terrific fella.
Yes.
You know, just a good guy.
I'd love to see him panic. That's why I was sitting there, because he's just got such like a low equilibrium. He's got such a low pulse rate. Mm. I was just imagining him.
But a tent, like, yeah, what I see
being
is someone
attacked by a shark or something. Yeah.
But he would
be so.
Go,
oh, Jesus.
He'd be very meticulous in the way he would attack, even how do you get out of a shark attack.
That's right.
He would just, you could see the cogs would turn precisely.
If you missed the chat, grab the podcast too, kennedymalloy.com.
Hey, good guy. He's a good guy.
Terrific fella.
Get on board.
All right. Have we any chance of interviewing his wife while she's out here?
She's here next week, I believe. Megan Mullally? Yeah.
Well,
maybe.
Megan. Please come to
come
have a
on,
chat.
Sport.
Yeah, come in.
Come on, I need to give you a big hug.
Yeah, we'll
that's all I want to do. A big right, well, booby hug.
Okay, I think that's.
Oh, really?
Not
gone
helping.
Too far? Not helping? No, she wouldn't mind that. She
hey, quickly,
that.
Can we changing gears?
Yes, go ahead.
Julian Assange. You know Julian Assange.
I know him.
Formerly of the Ecuadorian embassy. Yeah.
He's having a run of bad luck at the moment.
Well, he violated his parole. Oh, he was locked up. He's been locked up for 50 weeks. I was too ill to appear via video link at a court hearing in London on Thursday.
That's a shame.
He's got the...
What's he got? What's wrong?
He's got the rich guy. You know, he's got the Scase bond.
Your Honour.
Until you just go, he'll be coming in with an oxygen mask and a wheelchair next week, or his hair will go orange.
Yep.
You know what it's like.
I know exactly what you're
saying. Remember when Bondi went mad?
Yep.
Yes. And then came good?
Yep. All of a sudden.
And all of a sudden.
Yep. Oh, well, that's a shame.
But all of a sudden he can't appear. Hmm. I'm thinking...
Look, I'm still... Oh, I don't know. No, I'm going to get myself into trouble.
Do it.
Out. Well, I just still think of all the crimes that are going on in the world at the moment.
Yeah.
I'm just talking about the crime that the US is upset with him,
yes,
which is actually uncovering corruption,
yeah,
effectively.
Yes.
You see where I'm going with this?
Yeah, I'm just...
Wait, you're just waiting for me to wait through it.
Yourself so I can,
no, I
so
just,
I can hear what you say and then take a completely different opinion and isolating
right.
You.
Okay. I'm just, I'm
you're defending Julian Assange. You don't think he's done anything wrong?
I'm defending him as a journalist.
That's interesting.
Yeah. That's
you
what
think
I'll
the
say.
Punishment's too harsh?
Yes.
What is?
Yes.
What he did?
Because I think there's elements, more than elements.
Self-inflicted, isn't it?
Because he didn't. Wow. He
well, because he's running from his responsibility. So if you know when you publish that stuff that there's consequences.
Yes, but what the stuff he was publishing was probably important stuff.
And then he should accept that. Mm. But he then went and did a runner.
Right.
From friends who put a lot of money into his bail situation,
yeah,
and proved himself to be
well. The president of the United States basically does a runner for his responsibility on every level. So,
well, we're not. No one's defending him.
No, I know. I'm saying I find it very interesting. That's all. That there's so much put on this guy, so much focus put on him, and when there's I don't think the crime.
I don't think that comes as a surprise to him. You know, when you're leaking hundreds of thousands of pages of classified documents,
but you're aware, for good, not evil.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. You're aware of the consequences.
Oh, all right.
You're aware that the Americans are going to try and put you in jail.
All right. Well, let's talk to our own press
also
about how they behave.
Issue of a rape charge in Sweden, which he's also run from.
Yeah, I've put that aside.
He's run away. He's holed up. I don't think he's. Whatever he did, he should face the consequences and go, okay. What are the consequences?
All right. Well, I'll have a chat to him and find out how he's going. Me and Pamela will go and see him and hope that he gets better and then he can go to court.
Well,
All right. I'm just curious about it all. That's all. On this Friday afternoon.
He was never going to get away with it. Do you know what I mean?
I know, but I'm thinking of what the press situation is in this own country.
Settle down.
The ownership of the press here. What goes... I mean... No, I've stopped now. I've got to stop. Let's go to Lil Nas now. I've got to get off Julian's
head. Well, no, I'm interested.
Yeah.
I'm interested in your thoughts. You say you feel he's hard done by.
Yes.
But he's been like...
I do.
But he made a prison of his own choosing.
Yes, he did. But I still feel that what he was exposing, and albeit he did it illegally... He was told there are rules to stick by. He broke the rules. No one else in the press or breaks rules
ever,
do they?
Did he put any lives in danger? I don't think he did, did he?
No, I don't believe so.
None that you're aware of?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
He's got a bit of a woofy smell going at the Ecuadorian embassy. I'll give you that.
Well, and I think he wasn't trying
to brighten the mood.
Well, let's please do that.
Let's brighten the mood. So, this song, Lil Nas.
Yes, I love it. You told me about this first.
It's so much fun. I'm sure one day we're all going to get sick of it and go, I never want to hear that again. How many weeks on top of the Billboard charts,
so the American Billboard charts, it's been 8 weeks at number one. It's the highest selling single of the year.
It's taken on all comers. Shania Twain's, Bieber's and everything have impaled themselves against this behemoth.
Huge.
And it's popular everywhere. And the great enjoyment I get out of it, and I think I mentioned the first time I saw it, there was a Texan gridiron team, NFL team, and they had just come off and they had a great win, and all these men, these giants, are huddled in a room singing Old Town Road, and it just blows the roof off the joint. So as soon as anyone gets involved, or you see it in a public place, it's just fantastic. So there's footage, and we're going to post the footage on our...
We will.
We'll tweet it out.
We'll have to put it up, but we'll play the audio.
It's so gorgeous.
Lil Nas has turned up to a school.
It's like a primary school.
Like a primary school. And and this guy's a cat, mate. He is pulling the piss in such a beautiful way.
He's dressed as a cowboy.
He's in the full country and western gear, promoting his own... It's got Old Town Road on the back. He's got the tassels. He's got the 10-gallon on.
And a school hall full of... kids.
And a hall full of little kids. And when they realise he's going to sing it, they cannot wait. And there's this moment where he's playing with them and then he bursts into it and off they go. Can we have a listen?
They've got all the moves, these kids.
And they're dancing.
They've got all the moves.
Forget the Wiggles.
Oh, man.
Forget the Wiggles.
This is the new Wiggles.
This is adorable.
Little Nash should just turn up at children's parties. Oh, my God.
This is a heartwarming video.
It really is.
This is the best thing I've seen.
It's one of the best things I've seen also.
Well, the Richmond Footy Club, because the Sydney Stack... posted a picture of himself dancing Old Town Road. And it's so beautiful, but all these kids and Richmond supporters from all over Australia have sent their own in. Yeah. So I think you should do one.
Oh, yeah, great idea.
Really?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
We'll send it to Julian Assange. To cheer him up.
With a kiss.
You can watch that video
on Twitter.
I know.
You know he's ill.
I know.
And
he needs some of my chicken soup.
At Kennedy Malloy.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Brought to you by Bosch.
Oh, yeah, thanks to Bosch. And the ProCore, which is an amazing power tool. It's something that you should
Nick
Nick
Offerman would be using one of those power tools.
I thought we're doing that
later.
Oh, do you think? He'd be handcrafted.
He has antique.
But it's the ProCore 18V two-piece brush.
It'd be the only one he would use, though, if he ever decided to come around.
Well, of course.
Yeah.
We can ask him around again. We'll say, come and use the Bosch.
Well done,
build a
Bosch.
All right.
Essential for every man cave. Hey, time for a week in review.
A week of worry on Kennedy Malloy. Mick and Jane were both worried about their Uber ratings.
I'm a 4.63.
I'm 4.69, and it hasn't moved for 2 years.
I called Jane an Uber from my house.
Oh,
from my house going
don't
home.
You perpetuate this myth.
It went down about 0.5.
How dare
I don't know
you?
What you did.
How dare you?
I'm guessing someone copped a spray. I'm guessing.
Should we be worried about Dave Thornton's baby daughter?
I was being a very attentive father, scrolling through my iPhone.
Well, you can multitask, sure.
Bang! Cracked her on the top of their head.
Okay.
But it's fine. The screen's fine.
The screen's fine.
It would have been good as your phone hit the baby's head, it took a screenshot.
Limo dropped by and we realised that we should definitely be worried about Mick at a dog park.
How do people just not pick up their dog poo? You never leave the house without a poo bag, do you?
I often go myself in the park. Do that little stampy thing with my feet. Do a couple of circles and off I go. Off I go.
No need to worry about Glenn Robbins. He's getting fit at an over 50s gym.
It's going really well. Because it's like you get the walking frame, you get the how to get it off the toilet. But
on the walking machine, you have to wear a cardigan.
Yeah. Everyone works out in slippers.
Mick didn't show much worry for the Big Brother house.
The Big Brother house burnt down.
I would love to have heard that sentence, the Big Brother burnt down. if it was with the contestants in it. Now, that's an episode you'd watch, wouldn't it? Oh, look out.
Oh, someone's going down.
Look out. Chooker's on fire. Oh, he's running into the next room. Don't worry. We've got that covered from all angles. Yeah.
But he did have some worries about the list of top 10 chips.
Why is there kettle chips even on this list? Take your jalapeno kettle chips. And
actually, yeah. All right. Your twisty and your burger ring is not a chip.
Well, you're an idiot.
I'm not.
Charlie Pickering is a little worried about a new aspect of his personality.
The ability to complain about service. And I don't know if it happened when I just hit 40 and it just happened.
You hit an age because before then it's embarrassing.
Yes.
You just don't want to cause a scene.
I've started to enjoy the complaining.
You do have one of those I'd like to see the manager haircuts like.
And we're all a little worried about Denise Scott after her traumatic experience on Dancing with the Stars.
They forced me to share a dressing room with Michelle Bridges. Now, that is cruel.
That'd be my worst nightmare.
Well, it turned out to be mine. Because you have to take off your bra, your
underpants,
everything.
Oh, my God. No, what?
One of those before and after shows.
But the biggest worry this week belonged to Jane Kennedy. Her boys were on school camp.
The weather's not great.
Yeah. Polar blast, I think.
Record low temperatures.
So what's the issue?
It's cold and I don't worry about them.
You are.
What?
And on my school camp, we had to eat someone.
And her worry wasn't put to rest by the school principal.
One of your twins, my boys, he spent Monday and Tuesday out in tents. Out in that cold overnight, and he was really good.
Only one of them.
He said, well, we're still looking for the other one.
Oh.
But that worry is over now. She met her boys getting off the bus.
So one comes out, looked a bit
windswept. Did he?
Yes. A little tired. I said, how are you? And he goes, I think I nearly died twice.
Probably changed forever.
Don't tell me they're traumatised.
Do you know what? They'll probably come back a little wolf creaky. You know what I mean?
They're not going to turn into John Jarrett.
I think I know which one it is.
A drive home with a show motto is what could possibly go wrong. This is Kennedy Malloy.
We don't have time for Round the Grounds today because you two kept banging on.
What are you talking about?
With our guest. You could.
I'll find if you go back to the tape that you were banging on just as much to our fabulous guest, Nick Offerman. And it's always
great. Go and see his live shows.
Absolutely.
Everybody, you're mad if you don't. And it's really interesting to see someone who's at the top of their game, really experienced, and one of the good guys. We love it when people come to
There aren't
Kennedy
many
Malloy.
Of us like that. So it's me and Nick Offerman.
It's nice to meet someone. They're good hero.
They're good at what they do and they're not arseholes.
I know. You keep saying like yourself.
Yeah. Only a couple of us.
Hey, great front bar last night, by the way.
Thank you.
Congratulations on those.
Very happy. Oh, we're really good.
Very good show.
And well done on your special, Dave.
Jimmy Barnes. By the way, we're going to put together a long form because it was a 35-minute chat, so we're going to put a podcast together. I'll tweet it out.
How do you listen to the podcast?
Oh, stop.
How do you do
that? Anyway, and what are you going to say well done to me about?
Your boys have come home.
Boys are home, all right.
Yes.
And I'd only had a little cry when I held them in my arms.
Oh,
and they said, I'll tell you what one said, oh, my God, your perfume's overpowering, Mum.
And they've just come from 5 days in the bush.
They have. I thought, well, it's not better than
tonight?
You do.
What are you going to cook them for dinner?
Oh, no, they've already got Macca's. That was the deal. They're going to get Macca's on the way. And please, I dare you to text or tweet me and say I'm a bad mother because I gave my children Macca's. Get stuffed, a lot of you.
Oh,
I'm in. Wouldn't mind some McNuggets right now myself.
Hey, big week next week. Tommy Gleisner, MG, Tom Ballard, Wendell Saylor, Kevin Hart, and more. Kennedy Malloy.
Another unbelievable Kennedy Malloy podcast done and dusted. For the unbelievable deal of the year, grab a Bosch Heavy Duty Pro Core 18-volt two-piece brushless kit for $299 at selected retailers now.